Live game day coverage continues, powered by Learfield. This is the Georgia Southern Sports Network. Welcome back to the Ford Locker Room Wrap-Up, presented by Ford and your Southeast Ford dealers. Now let's return live from the Vive broadcast table. Once again, here's Colin Lacey.
133-15, the final score. Georgia Southern tops the Carver Cougars here inside Hanner Fieldhouse in front of more than 2,500 on Kids Day. Joined now by our player of the game in Lydia Freeman, finishes with 10 points, 5 of 8 from the floor, 7 rebounds as well, along with an assist and 11 minutes of action. And first and foremost, over 2,500 here in Hanner. What's that like to play in front of?
It was a great atmosphere. The kids are so excited to see us play, and we're excited to have them. And they just brought the energy today. Even though it was an early game, we felt all the love.
In the second half, you had the entire section behind the bench chanting 55 when you get in the game. What's that feel like to have so many people chanting your number in a college basketball game?
It feels like love. It just felt surreal. I was joking with the kids when we had went to middle school and elementary school to do community service, and I told them when I come in the game, shot 55, and I didn't really think they would do it, but it was a great experience, and I was just so happy that they followed through and they really believed in me and they cheered me on.
Had a couple of opportunities where as they're chanting 55, you get the ball and score. When you're scoring as much as you are these last two games, you set the single game scoring record in both games against Gardner-Webb and then break it again today with 133 points for Georgia Southern. What's it like to be in such a high offensive game for both sides?
Me and my teammates, we love to score, we love to defend, and when we get steals and deflections, it just gives our team the energy and motivation to go get more. So I just happy I could do it with my teammates and my wonderful coaching staff, and they help us keep going, and we just try to set a new goal and break a new goal every game.
We talked about it with Coach Howard earlier on in the preseason and throughout the first part of the non-conference, how much work you put in this summer to see it really come to fruition on the floor. You stayed the entire summer. It was something that you decided to do, put in the work that you did, really improved what you're able to do on the floor. How much does it mean to you to be able to turn that into 10 points and be able to score tonight?
I just want to do whatever it takes to help my team, and I knew last year Lydia wasn't enough to get my team where we're trying to go and our goals, so I knew I needed to take it upon myself to take the initiative and responsibility and hard work to change my lifestyle, change my everything. So I just do it so I can help my team, so I can be a better me.
Lydia, appreciate the time. Congratulations again. 10 points today in the 133-15 victory over Carver. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Once again, that's Lydia Freeman, finishes with 10 points on the game, 5 of 7 from the floor, as we'll be joined by head coach Anita Howard here in just a moment. After a 133-15 victory for Georgia Southern over Carver, he's joined now by Eagle head coach Anita Howard. We talked about it after the Gardner-Webb game. You break the single game scoring record with 121. You said you weren't happy about the defense. 133-15. I got to imagine you're pretty happy with a lot right now.
We gave up enough points the other day. So, hats off to Carver. You know, this is, of course, one of our non-Division I opponents. But one of the things we talked to the ladies about is focusing on what we do. So it's not to be classless. It's when you go to work, you do your job. And so our job is to defend, rebound, and run. And so we want to kind of keep the main thing and not make it about going out there and kind of disrespecting the team, because we know how that could feel. But we want to make sure that we're preparing ourselves for Sun Belt play. And so this is what I shared with them after the game. Like, we have to do this kind of defensive effort against now a Kennesaw, against a Bethune. You know, it's not just about against Carver on Kids Day. This is something that we challenge them to do every game.
Chad and I talked about it from our perspective, what a 133-15 game means. You break a couple of school records today with this score. From a coaching perspective, what do you take away from this game?
That we kind of kept our hard hats on. So, you know, there was a time where I had to call a timeout where I thought we got a little messy, a little sloppy, a little too playful. And that's what I let them know. Like, this is still a business trip, you know. This is a game that we should win and did win. But it's not about the win. It's how you're winning. Are we getting better, or are we just playing a game? And so I challenged them to get better, and I think we did that. We shared the ball. We worked on things. We tried some different defensive sets that we're going to look to go against Kennesaw and Bethune. And so we was able to work on what we needed to work on and have fun doing that.
everybody that is active for this team right now gets into the game. Everybody that gets into the game scores. We've talked about it time and time again, the depth that this team has, but you see 4 points coming out of Carrington Collier, a couple of layups there towards the end, had a big three from Hannah Fuller. People that don't necessarily get in the game as much, to see them score and see them have success in this game really means a lot, I know.
Yeah, they put in the work. So when they're not playing in those other games and they're sitting there cheering for their teammates that's scoring the points, you know, this is their time to shine and everything that they put in to kind of showcase. And so we want to celebrate that because they are putting in the work. They're at every single practice, every single weight session. They're in study hall. So they're doing every single thing that these other young ladies that get more minutes do. And so when it's their time to shine, we allow them to shine.
2,568, the second largest crowd ever inside Hanner Fieldhouse, just behind the North Dakota Kids Day a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
We talked about it with Lydia. They were chanting 55 whenever she came into the game. From the coach's perspective, what was it like in front of 2,500 plus?
It was great. You know, it was an early game, and so in the locker room, our energy was kind of down, and so the kids out here just hearing them yell and scream for every little thing really helped us kind of just wake up this morning. And so I love it. You know, they make them feel like local celebrities. It's like you're really doing something. And so this is what we would love for Hanner to look like on a consistent basis.
Coach, appreciate the time. Congratulations on the 133-15 victory.
Thanks, Colin.
Once again, that's head coach Anita Howard. A final score here from Hanner, Georgia Southern 133, Carver 15. A lot to break down from this game. We will have post-game notes coming out after this one, coming up on social media. But a 133-15 victory over Carver. Georgia Southern gets it done against the Carver Cougars. That'll wrap things up for us here at Courtside, as this copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by Georgia Southern University. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the express written consent of Georgia Southern University and Learfield. That'll wrap things up for us. 133-15 here inside Hanner Fieldhouse. Georgia Southern gets it done against the Carver Cougars. For all involved, from our broadcast partner Chad Jackson, along with everybody here inside Hanner Fieldhouse, this is Colin Lacey saying so long, everybody, on the Georgia Southern Sports Network, powered by Learfield.
You've been listening to Georgia Southern Women's Basketball.